Hello, everybody. This is Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver on the Caregiver Dave Show. And today, I'm in Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs. As you can tell, the sun is in my face. And today, we are going to interview a very, very special guest. He's only 9 years old, almost 10. And his name is Harley. Yes, just like Harley Davidson, Harley Coulter. Welcome to the show. Harley, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm great. Is this your first time in Palm Springs?
Yes.
Wow. How do you like it so far?
Good. I've lived in Georgia most of my life, so...
Georgia. I'm going to Georgia on December 21st. Do you know why?
Christmas?
No.
Why?
I'm going to meet one of... Well, no. I'm going to meet the oldest ex-president in history. You know what his name is? Who lives in Georgia?
No.
His name is President Jimmy Carter. And he's 95 years old, and no other president has lived as long as him. He's a peanut farmer in Plains, Georgia.
Actually, if I'm correct, there is one person.
Who's that?
Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, if you want to talk about leaders of countries, absolutely.
Yes.
So, the reason you're on the show, Harley, is because you are one of the smartest 9-year-olds I have ever met in my life. And so, I thought that everyone else would also think that you're very interesting because... Didn't I tell you yesterday? You're my new best friend because I don't have any 9-year-old best friends, and you are the official best friend. So I want to ask you, because you're so wise, where did you get all this wisdom from? Like, you just told me before we went on the air about China. What did you say about China?
Well, China basically owns America because China has the most oil, and people... Almost everything we own is made in China, except you have armor that's not made in China, you have weapons, actually. Weapons armor.
But a lot of stuff is made in China.
A lot of stuff is made in China, airsoft is not made in China.
But why do you think so many things are made in China that we buy? How did that happen?
Well, because they have the most oil supply.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are... Do you watch the news? I mean, how did you find out about China?
Well, it all comes from books, internet, research.
The internet, yes. So you're on the internet a lot, right?
Yeah.
So what's the most shocking and amazing thing that you've learned on the internet besides China owning all the oil?
World War III is probably going to start soon.
I was going to ask you, are you worried about the future? What about the future worries you and keeps you up at night?
I always have this fear in the back of my mind, but it's North Korea.
North Korea.
Yes.
So how is our current president handling North Korea? Because he's doing something nobody else did. Everyone else would just give him what he wanted, and he would still, like, shoot missiles in the air. Now, apparently the missiles have stopped because... I guess this guy, President Trump, is like threatening him. Hey, my guns are bigger than your guns, right?
Yes, but the thing is, if we launch a nuke to North Korea, what'll happen is it'll affect South Korea.
That's right.
Yes.
And Japan.
Yes, and Japan.
So what should we do? Let's say you're the President of the United States. President Harley, what are we going to do about North Korea?
If anything, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do.
What would you do?
I would talk with the leader of South Korea without the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong.
Good idea.
Knowing then we can just stay in contact with South Korea.
Yes.
Just letting them know if we're going to have to do something about it. Like I said, Kim Jong-un has signed the missile treaty, which... orders him to stop shooting missiles.
Do you trust him?
No one can trust him.
That's right.
He's literally starved almost every citizen that's in North Korea.
Is he telling you about Obama?
No, we didn't get to Obama yet.
Oh, geez.
But that's a good transition. So
yes.
Tell us about President Barack Obama.
I only remember when he was president for, like, the last year.
Yeah,
so I really don't know anything about him.
Well, why did your mother tell me to ask him about Barack Obama?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the boys you need to ask about Barack
Obama. Oh, okay, wrong kid. She's got six children, and she mixes them up very frequently.
Yes.
So, on the internet, all right, how often would you say you're on the internet?
Almost every day.
Now, is the internet a safe place, or are there dark areas that...
There are dark areas.
Well, how is it that you, at 9 years old, can stay away from the dark areas? Because I can tell that you're a great kid, and you're very smart, and you've got a great mother who disciplines you when you're wrong, and she threatens to put you in the army when you're 18, and that would keep any kid straight, right?
I would love that.
Oh, you would love that.
Yeah, he can't wait.
You are going to the army when you're 18,
right? He's
ready
to go tomorrow.
His mother is an army retired what? What
veteran?
Was your rank?
Oh, E4.
E4.
Yeah.
And
she's a specialist.
And as you can see, she looks great. The army has done wonders for her. And she just told all her kids, you are all going in the army, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Which also means free college.
Free dental.
Yes.
A lot of free stuff. And you come out, you go in a boy, you come out a man, right?
Yep.
So, now you have a great music collection, right?
Yes, I do.
So tell me about some of the music that you love.
Oh.
Some of these people were playing music before you were even born, right?
Yes, yes.
So give me like the top five groups.
Groups.
You told me the Beatles was like number
yes,
one.
Yes, Beatles
right?
was one. You have...
Don't choke under pressure now.
I know. You have 21 Pilots.
Uh-huh.
Hard.
Think of the songs then. If you can't think of the groups. What were you listening to just a little while ago?
Whatever was on my playlist.
Well, how many songs are on your playlist?
About like 11.
11? Oh my gosh, that is so many. No wonder you can't remember it. 11's a lot of songs to remember.
So, I can go tell you right now.
No, it's okay.
Right.
So you like music. What does music do for you? When you
listen
to, when you put your headphones on and you're just listening to music, what does it do? Why do you like it?
It just mutes everything at Hillary's. It just sounds everything out. It helps you concentrate.
Wow. You want to know? I'm 65 years old. I know that's old.
Yeah.
But to some people, that's actually pretty young. If you're 95, 65 is young. But when I was your age, I listened to so much music. And now at 65, that song will come on the radio, and I know every single word, every single lyric. I can sing it like it was yesterday. So you're building a library in your brain that's going to stay
yes.
with you forever. Is that exciting?
Yes.
Okay. So you got brothers and sisters, right?
Yes.
Some people don't get along with their brothers and sisters. How about you? What do you say?
Never.
Now, are you the youngest?
Penny is the youngest.
You have a younger sister.
I have three brothers and two sisters.
So you have three older brothers.
Yes.
Now, how do those older brothers treat you as the youngest? Are they, like, jealous of you? Are they always beating up on you? Are they
tied? Last time I checked, they want to throw me into a taxi and leave.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And send you where?
I don't know.
Oh, this is your dog, right?
Yes.
Hello.
I have no idea how he even got up. Hey, Mom, I think it's a good idea to wear jeans in California.
Because you're from Georgia.
Yes.
No,
we're shorts.
Yeah, we came from Colorado.
Colorado.
I'm from Kansas.
Yeah. Well, how you doing at school?
You're doing okay.
Yes, I'm doing okay.
Just okay? Like, you get A's? B's? C's?
Most...
average CB student.
A C and a B student.
CB student.
So your favorite subject would be what?
Reading. Obvious.
Reading.
Tell them about your cello or your bass.
Oh, yeah, I am in a... Yes,
you
I
play?
Am
in... Really?
Yes.
You're musically gifted?
Yes, oh, I play bass.
The big one? Or the... Just a...
I'm 10th sized.
Like the cello.
Is
I'm,
it taller
I'm tenth,
than you?
No, I'm taller than it.
Okay. And so
by
what kind
by
of...
Not by much.
So bass players are good. What kind of songs do you play?
Well,
the songs are
I'm still
playlist?
Learning. I am on my orange belt right now.
Orange belt? What's that? That's karate, isn't it?
No. It's the orchestral belt system.
Ah. So we're talking about classical music, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be playing in the Los Angeles Philharmonic one day.
See, I've also been thinking about, like, joining the Army's orchestra.
Oh. Do you know who John Philip Sousa is?
No, I
do. He's the guy who wrote all of the Army and Navy and Air Force songs that they march to. He's
if
famous.
I'm correct, that's hundreds of thousands.
Well, I don't know if it's hundreds of thousands, but it's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So you're 9 years old. Where do you expect to be, like, when you're in life, when you're, like, 12?
12?
You have any goals that you want to be or see yourself at 12 or 15 or 20 or 21? I know when you hit 18, you're going in the Army, right?
Yes, okay. Obvious.
So what do you hope to accomplish? Because you're, what grade
By
are you
By what age? I'm in fourth.
Fourth. So when you get to high school, which is eighth or ninth grade, what do you hope that to have under your belt? That you can just look
for. Well, in high school, I plan on being in ROTC, JROTC.
Oh,
and hopefully if there's Army where I live by then.
Uh-huh. And so you're going to be one of the smart kids, because
yes.
those kind of kids in ROTC, they're like really straight. They don't do drugs. They don't drink beer. They don't hang out with the losers, right?
Yes.
Getting in trouble, going to jail. So you're going to be one of the good kids.
Yeah.
And you will probably hang out with...
in fact, what rank was Wesley at his old school? Was he still cadet?
Yeah.
Oh, well, somebody I know...
Wesley's your older brother.
Yes, Wesley's my older brother. I don't remember what rank he was when he switched schools to this one.
You mean he did ROTC too?
Yeah, he did Navy.
And he's ready to go in soon, right?
Yeah. But he's
not shipping
Navy.
Off.
Jack is joining in March, and then Wesley's next.
Jack March, Wesley's next. And then Tamara is going to be soon empty nester. Of course.
Yay! I'm going to travel the world.
And your daughter's going in too, right?
No, my oldest one?
The youngest one.
No, the youngest one. We don't worry about her. She's going to marry a rich man.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Why didn't you put Laurel in the Army?
I tried.
Some kids just don't cooperate.
Literally drag her into the car. Bring her to the nearest
It's too
computer.
Late.
She's 21. You got to do this when they're young, you know? So, Harley.
Yes.
What are you going to do let me just ask you this question. What state in all the country would you love to live in? I know Georgia's a great place. Colorado's a great place, but... How many states have you been to, and what's your favorite?
I've been through...
Tell them about all the states we just drove through. Nevada and Arizona.
Oh, yeah, Utah
sucked. Hey. Some people in Utah will be watching this, so apologize.
All right. Utah sucks. Thing is, rest up. Oh, what's that? No services?
Oh, so
we
Utah
drove,
needs to work on their rest...
We drove 150 miles. No stops.
So, you hear that? The governor of Utah, you need more rest stops on your interstate, right?
Including fuel stations.
And restrooms and gas stations. Come on, get with it. All right, so how's California? Like sunny California?
Yeah, except I'm already burning.
You're already burning. We need the umbrella.
Yes.
Like, let's see here. Hold on a second. Like move your chair so it's in the shade over there. Excuse us a minute. Okay, that's good. That better?
Yes.
We don't want you burnt on the radio. Okay. So, what else can I ask you? What are you passionate about? You can't shut up about. You just can talk 24 hours a day about what?
I have to say two things.
Yeah?
You have military and you have Georgia.
Military and what?
You have military and Georgia.
You love Georgia?
Yes.
What do you love? Because I'm going to go there. Where should I make sure I go? I'm going to Atlanta first, and I got to drive to Plains. So... Where should I go when I'm in Georgia that I should make
when
sure?
When you're going out into the... Don't go into the countryside. You're going to have some bad smells. We had to deal with that all the way to Colorado.
Like cow smells?
Yes. Oh. We had cow smells. We had manure. Sucked.
Okay. Stay away from the cow manure.
Yes.
So why do you love Georgia so much?
Well, it's a nice state.
What's nice about it?
People there are friendly.
Oh, the people.
Yes.
Yeah, Georgia people. If they're anything like Jimmy Carter, he's a nice guy. So.
Especially with my mom. She used to Uber there. Almost every night, she got a 2.3 surge.
What does that mean?
It means that there's not enough drivers, but more requests. So the money goes up that you have to pay.
For drivers?
Yes, because there's not that many drivers on, but there's more people who need a ride, so
what was
the money
her job?
Goes up. Uber.
Oh, she was an Uber driver.
Yeah, she still is.
Oh, so if you want to make a lot of money as an Uber driver, go to Georgia.
Atlanta.
Because that is, that's a good place for Uber drivers because the demand for drivers is good, or the demand for customers is good, the supply of drivers is low.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're going to wrap it up. We've been doing this for almost 16 minutes. Is there any last minute words that you can give us, any wisdom? Because you're a very wise guy. Do you give counseling or wisdom or mentoring to any of your 8 and 9 year old friends? Do they come up to you and say, "Hey, Harley, I'm having trouble doing this. What advice can you give me?" Does anybody ask your advice out of you?
No, because
no.
I'm really only friends with one main person, and it's my neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor? Really? I just saw
in
the
fact,
Jimmy.
The dude who makes that. The dude who makes that show actually just.
Fred Rogers.
He's
he just recently.
Vlad, get in here. Come here.
I can't believe he's one of those.
Hey, Vlad.
Vladimir, how did you get out?
Hold
come
on.
Here.
Vladimir got out.
Come on.
Uh oh.
Get in here. Come on.
Vlad!
Hurry up. Come on. Come on.
He needs a little help.
Come on.
Come on.
Open the gate.
Come on.
See, that's a lot like life. It's easy to get out, but it's tough to come back in.
Come on.
All
hey,
right.
Vlad, come on.
Vladimir, get in. Vlad!
Come on.
All right. Well, let's finish up this interview. All right. It's been such a thrill talking to you. And you have any advice for other 9-year-olds so that they can be as intelligent, smart, and just sociable? You're very sociable. You walk up to an adult and start an adult conversation with, you know, most kids your age, they're just shy and they'll meet a new person or a relative they've never met before and they just don't say anything. But you, hi, I'm Harley. What's your name? Are you related to me? You know, you're just awesome. And that's why you're my new best friend. So any advice to these kids how they can be awesome like you as well?
Actually, I kind of really don't.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't.
So
all the information I know, I really don't.
When I told you I had a radio show and I wanted to interview you, do you remember what you told me? He says, now you're talking my language. So I think you would be a great interview because you ask like a million questions a day. And I used to do the same thing. And people used to say, what are you asking so many questions? Mind your own business. But now I'm a radio host. And so one day you may be a radio host, maybe a television host.
That is true.
Would that sound good to you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Caregiver Dave signing out. And to his mother, Tamara Coulter, and her father, Robert Nassani.
My brother. So have a great day. Bye-bye.